fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Thursday, the 24th day of February, year of our Lord, 2022, welcome to the John Moore Show. Yes, I'm proud to say we still do the Pledge of Allegiance every morning, so let's get started with that. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Prepper tip today, inventory everything, especially fuel. Especially gasoline and diesel fuel, propane, whatever your choice of fuel may be, firewood. We'll get into the reason why in a moment. Food, water, ammunition, medical supplies, batteries, spare parts, clothing, inventory everything. Why the focus on fuel? Well, here's why. 9 hours ago, the war in Europe began. At 6 a.m. Ukrainian time, Russian tanks crossed the border of Ukraine, and open warfare now exists between the independent, sovereign, free, peaceful state of Ukraine and the invading communist army of Russia. You will see fuel prices go up a lot, very quickly, here in the United States, as well as very adverse effects on the stock market. So that's your prepper tip of the day. We do a patient waiting green room, my friend Kirk. Kirk is the proprietor of Water Revolution. They manufacture the highest quality water filters. We like to focus on the countertop gravity feed Ready Pure, but in these times that we're facing, all our filters would certainly be something to be looked at. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, John. How are you?
Really good. Well, we've been speculating about when the war would start, and it started 9 hours and 4 minutes ago in Ukraine.
Okay.
It is now just after 3 p.m. in Ukraine right now. There's a website I found coming out of France called France24.com. I said again, France24.com. I found them on YouTube this morning. They're doing almost continuous reporting on what's going on in Ukraine with interviews, man on the street interviews, footage of the destruction from the explosive devices. There's traffic seen here now. I'm looking at statements from the NATO officials, European Union officials, from President Zelensky. I find it kind of ironic that President Putin wants to wipe out the Nazis in Ukraine. It's so ironic because the president of Ukraine is Jewish. Don't you find that rather ironic yourself?
Well, you know, there's a lot of interpretations, as you know, of history and how it all relates together. And it's a really difficult subject to tackle. What is your opinion on how this thing has developed, you know, over the last, I don't know, what is it, 6 or 8 years since the Minsk agreement? How do you think all this ties together? I mean, what's your world view, your regional view on this whole situation?
My world view on this area, part of the world, goes back centuries. And the hand of Stalin is up out of his grave making this happen, because the alleged breakaway republics were populated by Stalin with ethnic Russians in the 1930s. They arrested and hauled off the Ukrainian farmers to Siberia, never to be seen again, and they were replaced by Russians. They were Russians who were in trouble with the government, and the Russian government solved two problems by moving these people there to Ukraine. They got rid of the troublemakers, and they brought ethnic Russians into Ukraine.
Right.
We now have the children and grandchildren of these Russians who have been there now for 75, 85 years. And that's the heart of the issue, is these ethnic Russians being transplanted into Ukraine.
Right.
Well,
certainly no shortage of various governments, you know, transplanting foreigners into areas
in order to
foment discontent, you know, in the other operations that they...
There's a term called living memory, and this applies to Ukraine. There's tens of thousands of Ukrainians who remember what Stalin did firsthand because they were alive. And, of course, most adults in Ukraine over age 50 have a direct memory of living behind the Iron Curtain under the thumb of Russia for all those years before the alleged break. I say alleged because it was a made up breakup of the Soviet Union. So Ukrainians over age 50 all remember what it was like to live under the thumb of Russia dictatorship. And we now have, as of this morning, the president of Ukraine is offering firearms to every able-bodied man in the country, whether they've had military training or not. It's basically a general mobilization of the entire population to fight for freedom and liberty in the face of an invading communist army. So far, the West, the NATO allies, are talking about protecting their own borders. There's been some mentions here and there of helping Ukraine. I'm not sure what effect that's going to be. If it's going to be enough, and if it's going to be quick enough to supply extra weapons, ammunition, medical supplies, trucks, fuel, whatever they need. I don't know if it's going to be enough quick enough. The Russians have about 250,000 soldiers that are invading right now with tanks and artillery. And of course, the Russian Navy is on the seaboard of the Black Sea with Ukraine. The Russian Air Force has pretty much wiped out the Ukrainian Air Force, I'm sure, by now. The Ukraine's Air Force, had some small victories against the Russian Air Force, but they're so heavily outnumbered that it's hopeless. It's going to come down to a dirty street fighting, quite frankly. Man-to-man, rifle-to-rifle, bayonet-to-bayonet, is what it's going to come down to in Ukraine very, very quickly. So the war began on Thursday, the 24th day of February. The Russian general staff, I'm sure that they intend to move as quickly as possible to consolidate a victory as quickly as possible with the least amount of loss of their own lives as quickly as possible. You'll see a major push the next 3 to 7 days for Russia to take over the entire country. It'll be interesting to see if the Ukrainians do stand up and fight. One of the things that caught my interest, Kirk, was the, first of all, it's been pretty common knowledge that that Ukraine was at the edge of going to war with Russia. But when did the Ukrainian citizens decide to fill up their cars with fuel? This morning, after the bombing started. They all decided at once, oh, the war's really started, so I guess I better stock up on fuel.
Yeah.
So there's lines at the gas stations, 200 yards long, waiting for people waiting in line to get gas, and massive traffic jams, people trying to escape Kiev and other major cities, which are all the major cities in Russia, in Kiev, in Ukraine, are being subject to artillery and missile bombardment as we speak, and of course air attacks as well. So we've been warning about this. My friend Jeff Nyquist, who's on with me 2 hours a week, 3 hours a week, actually, he's been warning about this for a number of weeks. And now it's come to pass. But let's talk about the United States here for a little bit, Kirk. Fuel prices will be going up immediately, beginning the next day or two. You're going to see gasoline and diesel fuel prices and propane and natural gas prices go up dramatically in the next 24 to 48 hours. If you have a way to store fuel today, I would order 500 gallons of unleaded premium, preferably with no alcohol in it, as quickly as possible. Same thing with diesel fuel. Stock up on 500 gallons. Get a good quality stabilizer for it from AMSOIL or from PRID, as in diesel, PRIG as in Gulf for gasoline. That's something that's money in the bank right now, Kirk. Storing up diesel fuel, storing up gasoline, storing up propane is money in the bank that will pay off dividends very quickly. Kirk, what do you think?
I don't doubt. I mean, the gas prices have been rising dramatically. I'm having trouble balancing how this conflict over in the Ukraine has any real impact on oil prices here in the U.S., other than that it provides an excellent opportunity, you know, for the oil companies to say, hey, you know, we're going to raise prices. And the reason is, bingo, you know, this war in the Ukraine.
Well,
I think the Ukrainian
market
war is going to be, you know, the underlying premise of every negative thing that we see happening.
Here's your answer, Kirk. It's an international market. And Russian oil, petroleum products, I don't know what the percentage of the world market it is, but it's enough to make a big difference.
And in Europe?
Well, it's an what I'm trying to say, it's an international market. And when you eliminate part of the world's supply, the rest of the world's supply has to make up the difference.
Sure.
So a certain percentage, and let's just pick out, let's say it's 10%. That's probably fairly close to the Russian contribution to the international petroleum market. So if 10% of the international petroleum supply is gone, that means the other countries, oil-producing countries, have to make up the difference. And anytime supply goes down while demand remains the same, price goes up. So the answer to your question, how that affected this country, is because it's an international market, not just a U.S. market.
Right.
Now,
well, I can see. Sure.
During the, for the first time in decades, during the Trump administration, the U.S. became a net oil exporting company. And plans were made, and with the Keystone Pipeline and other things, to further enhance U.S. Oil and petroleum product type capability. What the Biden administration has shut down the Keystone Pipeline the first few days. I think it was the first 24 to 72 hours of Biden taking office. They shut down the Keystone Pipeline, And they did other harmful things to the American petroleum industry as well. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we all will pay the price of President Biden shutting down the Keystone Pipeline and the other harmful things that President Biden did directly to harm U.S. petroleum industry. So when you are having the increased prices for gasoline and diesel fuel and propane and natural gas, you can thank President Biden for that, because he is directly responsible for cutting down U.S. petroleum product production. So another question on the table, Kirk, is what will happen? If Russia determines, and it doesn't matter if it's real or not, if Russia determines that Allied forces are helping Ukraine, that may be all the pretext that Putin needs to expand the war into Eastern Europe, which could easily become a world war if he moves into Poland or the Baltic states.
I don't see, you know, based on what I've looked at, that he has any interest even in taking over Ukraine. I mean, I know that might be in contravention to the popular narrative, but
you may have missed what he said in the last 24 hours. He fully intends to he's invading the entire country of Ukraine right now.
Okay.
It's a full-scale invasion. Russia is invading Ukraine right now to take over.
More than just looking to protect the interests of those, you know, as you said, you know, ancestral Russians that are in those areas that are in the east. You think he's actually going to move across the entire country?
No, thinking about it. The invasion began at 6 a.m. Ukraine time this morning. Russia began the invasion of the country of Ukraine at 6 a.m. this morning. Listen to what I'm saying.
No, I am. I'm listening to it. Okay. All right. Well, I'll have to check the latest, honest reporters on the ground to get the true facts. I just think there's a lot of stuff floating around. I just don't know. I want to be right, because I don't want to see a full scale conflict, you know, anywhere. I think the whole thing is crazy.
You don't want to see is happening.
Okay. Well, listen, I'll be the first to admit when I'm wrong.
I don't know how long you've been up, but I've been up since 3:45 myself.
Not me. I got up at about 5:30.
Right.
But I haven't looked at the current, you know, stuff. I was looking at some previous articles and
No, it's a full scale. It's a full scale Russian military invasion of the country of Ukraine, and Putin has issued statements that he intends to take over Ukraine and have free elections.
The entire country.
His military is invading the entire country of Ukraine.
Wow.
To protect Russia from Ukraine. It's a fantasy, obviously, but
how is Ukraine a threat to Russia?
Because of the Nazis there, according to President Putin.
There's enough Nazis there to be a threat to the Russian military?
Obviously not.
I mean, the whole thing is just so contrived, you know, to try to, you know, and this just fits conveniently, you know, it fits right into that slot of let's really degrade, you know, the U.S. economy and the European economy as fast as we possibly can. I mean, the whole thing with the sanction, you know, saying, well, we're going to shut down this one pipeline. And then he responds and says, well, we might as well shut down both of them. All that's going to do is cut off all the natural gas that Germany and other European countries need. So they're screwing themselves with their own sanctions. I mean, it looks to me, you know, and I'm not a geopolitical expert. I'm just looking at this, you know, from a perspective, you know, of reading all the different facts that are out there. I mean, I try to skip past the narratives and look at the actual facts of this thing. And I'm certainly not an expert, but I think the whole thing is contrived to a great degree to put the screws harder to us.
That's a given. Of course it's contrived. Yeah. We have a break. The call number is 512-248-8252.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by Water Revolution Manufacturing, the excellent, high-quality, ready-pure countertop gravity feed water filter. I'm sure there's a lot of families in Ukraine that would love to have a ready-pure water filter at this point, aren't there, Kirk?
No, I'm sure. You know, if there's a shutdown of basic services, which will likely happen, you know, in any conflict like this, first thing that happens, the electricity goes down, then the water supply stops, you know, the municipal water supply. And also, you know, all the farmers in rural areas that have wells that are operated with electric pumps no longer function. Hopefully, you know, some of the old European folks have got hand pumps as well, which would be a good thing. But, you know, anytime you've got water that's in the ground or that you're not using all the time, that's in the field, that's coming up out of the well, you need to have a way to purify and detoxify that water to make sure that it's not going to carry any waterborne bacteria. And you know, there's nothing worse, folks, than getting that kind of an illness, especially in an already stressed situation. And, you know, I know for myself, I don't want to be forced to have to go to a checkpoint somewhere, you know, to draw water, you know, in gallons or multi-gallon containers. When you have one of our ReadyPure emergency water filters, you're able then to, without the use of electricity, purify that water down to the nth degree. I mean, you've got virtually a 99% purification on many of the biological contaminants, and a great reduction close to that on many of the chemical constituents that are in the water because of the infill media inside of these ceramic cartridges. So this is a finely crafted unit. It comes obviously in a beautiful, you know, stainless steel form factor. It has a solid stainless steel billet delivery spout, which is much different than a lot of the plastic ones that are out there, and, you know, much more serviceable and solid. I think easily I can make the claim that that spout will outlast even the container itself. And then we've got a $100 off rebate, or not rebate, but discount that we give to all the John Moore Radio listeners. So you can save $100 on buying this unit, you know, from us, and by taking advantage of that $100 discount. And that's on each individual piece of equipment. So
that's right.
We have a lot of folks that buy several, and you know, they get the discount on each piece. So we're excited about it.
And get one for every three adults in your group, and get one more for barter. A brand new, never-opened box of Ready Pure water filter would be a very high-value barter item. And before we get to our first caller, what's that phone number, Kirk, for people who don't have internet access?
It's area code 336-525-1015.
Outstanding. Our first caller is Sherman in Indiana. Good morning, Sherman.
Good morning. I'm a happy camper with my Ready Pure. I use it every day for 6 months, and I have spare filters for backup. One surprise I had, based on the advertising specifications of 4 gallons, I filled the top, waited till it filled the bottom, then I filled the top again. And after returning from some other activity, I found the additional top 2 gallons that leaked out at the middle insert seam. Have you tried doing the same, Kirk?
Yeah, there isn't. You can't put 4 gallons at once into the container, because the mass displacement, you know, the weight of that water is going to force the water out down below. You know, there isn't any way to join the unit together where that wouldn't be the case, because then you wouldn't be able to disassemble it. You know, water is the greatest solubilizer out there, so it's gonna eat through any kind of thing that you could do that would still be removable. And, you know, a big part of that unit is the portability, which is able to break it down. So you have to use the 2 gallons in the bottom before you can put more in the top or transfer it to another container. You know, we recommend glass or ceramic if you do that. But, yeah, you can't load all 4 gallons at once into the system, nor could you with any of these that I'm aware of.
Well, thanks for the confirmation. You know, there was no damage in shipping, and both pieces of stainless steel were perfectly round, and so I figured that might have been the case. Since you're a successful business owner, Kirk, a second question. John's prepping endorsements carry a lot of weight. Would it be a viable business plan for additional income for me to change my name to Heed? Because John often says, I hope people will pay Heed.
Very
don't
funny.
Don't quit your day job, Sherman.
Too late. Already retired on Social Security.
Thank you for the call, Sherman. We appreciate it. A little humor never hurts, does it, Kirk?
No.
Okay. I don't know where that rock and roll came from there.
Came from me. I made a mistake.
Uh-huh. Okay. Our next caller is Charlie in Florida. Good morning, Charlie.
Yeah, I go along with that Heed myself. You could pay me anytime if you want to pay Heed. I'm calling in. Hi, Kirk. It's always good to hear you and John.
Morning, Charlie.
I'm calling in on the a little bit about the Ukraine thing going on over there. One of the comments was, is there enough Nazis over there? There are really actually a lot of Nazis in there. They after World War II, hundreds of thousands of Nazis fled into
the
Ukraine
area. Hold on. We have a break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait, Ellis, you take the left wing, I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
All right, we're back. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. We'll be posting updates on what's going on as much as quickly as possible with the Daily Intelligence Briefing. My friend Steve O'Neill will be writing about this. He has his own panel now with his articles. And we'll be staying on top of this as much as possible with my radio shows and my website, both. It doesn't change the ever-present need to have a better night's sleep and be pain-free from arthritis pain. That's where the Energy Cleaner comes in. Tom Berry will be with us at the bottom of Hour 3. We'll get an update from him on what's going on. In the meantime, all you hundreds of Energy Cleaner owners, you might want to check out the Micro Plush Throws. They're warm and cozy, comfortable. You can use them on your bed, on your recliner, on your car seat, truck seat. Only $75 shipping included. They plug right into the Energy Cleaner. Toll-free hour line to order your Energy Cleaner, your mattress pad. Your Micro Plush Throw is 800-592-9543. Visiting with Kirk, the proprietor of Water Revolution. And Charlie in Florida, you got some comments you want to make, sir. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, I was commenting on the Nazi situation there. There's actually more than what you would think. there. I mean, after World War II, hundreds of thousands of Nazis fled into the Ukraine area, fled Germany and went into the Ukraine area. And from the time that they got there, they started, they've always tried to take over the government there. It's been there to reestablish, I guess, another Nazi state like in Germany, fascist state. We're dealing not with the ones who fled, of course, into there after World War II, but their children and their grandchildren. And they're very loyal to each other, and they're very, and so the population, you know, has grown considerably. Now, from what I understand, they are dedicated, and that's who's causing the problems there. They want to take control of the government, and that's their goal. Now, with the Donbass region, most of the people in there, I believe, are Russians, believe in the Russian side of things over there, and they have volunteered, most of them, I from what I understand, every one of the men of fighting age have volunteered to fight with Russia. Now, I don't know about the other areas in that area. You know, I know that it is believed that he's going to go into Kiev, and that is going to cause a problem, especially with especially with the U.S. and the U.N. But there's also a problem here also that the there have been, as of yesterday, there were Americans who were attacked and kept, from what I understand, in the area, in the Ukraine, and were injured. And so we've got people over there. I think they were sent in as advisors to help train some of the Ukrainians to fight, but we've got people in there, and there's been American helicopters also spotted, and some American drone, or not drones, but the American United States flying command centers at night that do observation. I don't know what type of plane that is, but they're loaded up with special equipment to do night vision spying and monitoring of troops and things like that. So we are over there, whether Biden and them want to admit it or not. We're in that area over there now. We have people there. So this is going to work out to be a cluster, you know what, from my old, you know, days in the military. And it's not going to be very pretty. As far as the oil prices go, yeah, it's going to, Germany and Europe depend a lot on Russian oil. And this was one of the things that Trump wanted to stop. He wanted to stop that because he said that he didn't want Russia to control Europe because of the oil. But Biden evidently has opened it up, the Pandora's box, so that we can't get in there, and has prevent the oil from flowing into Europe. So yeah, it's going to go. We're going to have prices on gas and go way high. One of the shows on RBN, a man that does financial analysis, stated last night, or yesterday, I think it was, before the invasion even occurred, that the prices on oil would probably rise to $5 a gallon and maybe as high as $7. So we may see, now that the invasion has started, and he wasn't even talking about the invasion on the oil prices. He was just talking about because of Biden's idiotic, you know, closing down all the pipelines and the things that he's done. And his policies. But with the invasion, we might see upwards of 7, even 10. Yeah. Go ahead, John.
Well, anything's possible. It's all on the table here, Charlie. And if fuel in this country goes up to even $5 a gallon, which I've never seen, it will basically shut down the economy for the following reason. Listen carefully. All discretionary spending pretty much stops. People going to restaurants, going to sporting events, going on vacation. People have no choice but to go to work. So they'll buy fuel to go to work, maybe go to the supermarket, but that's going to be about it. And a large percentage of our economy depends on people having discretionary money to spend on anything they want to spend on. And instead of having that discretionary money, all that discretionary money will be going to their fuel tank. And that would happen very quickly.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're exactly right on that. So, yeah, we're going to see, like I said, he wasn't even talking about the invasion of over there in Ukraine. He was just talking about the ineptitude of Biden that's going to cause the prices to probably go to $5. And he said we might even see $7. So with this going on, it's going to cause a major fluctuation in oil prices. That's for darn sure.
We'll see it in the next 72 hours. You'll see oil price, gas prices, gas and diesel prices start to go up in within 72 hours or less.
Yeah, okay. I think we will. All right, that's
isn't it already six in California?
Well, California, it's what can you say about the insanity? That's all. That's Texas.
The land of fruit and nuts, right?
That's California.
Okay,
well,
thank
Texas.
You, John.
Right.
It's an overbearing government.
Yeah, it's the taxes.
The fruits and nuts are in Sacramento.
Well, socialism is expensive, and that's those fuel prices are a consequence of California state taxes.
Yes, absolutely.
On fuels. Our next caller is John in Tennessee. Good morning, John.
Good morning. Good morning, Kirk, John. I want to verify what the previous caller was talking about. I actually stumbled across a video reportedly from Al Jazeera that had a British-speaking reporter in Ukraine visiting with purportedly Ukrainian soldiers that were masked, that were using AKs, but wearing state-of-the-art U.S. military helmets and body armor, with patches on their uniforms that said things such as "Death from Above," which is the motto of an air base in the United States, and what was the other one? I can't remember what it's called. But anyway, they had English patches on, English-written patches on their uniforms. And on their helmets, they had a blacked-out American flag.
Right.
They're being told on the interview that they were Ukrainian soldiers. And they were talking, and it was being interpreted by a Brit. So because of the passage and the repealing of the Smith Modernization Act by Obama, repealing the law prohibiting propagandizing the American people, we're being lied to, folks.
Oh, there's no question about that. I mean, that's my God. That's the understatement of the year.
Have you seen the video, Kurt, that I'm referring to?
I have not, but I can. You did a great job of describing visually what's going on. So, I mean, can you even get on the Al Jazeera network without a hood? I mean, what's the story there? I mean, is it? Do they have like cutouts for the eyes, or is it just, you know, what's? So, I mean, I read something not too long ago that seemed to be from a pretty credible source that said over 50% of the trigger pullers on the ground right now are contractors, are not even, you know, regular military. And so, you know, how do
military,
we know?
They're mercenaries.
Right. Right.
Which is, you know, John, it used to be illegal to be a mercenary. Now it's a business. So how far has this nation gone down a hole? And we're being told by a British... First of all, why would Al Jazeera use a British reporter in a trench, supposedly, where, you know, this ominous tone, we just underwent a aerial attack in these craters, and they look like mud holes on a range, on a tank range, is what it looks like. But we're being told they're in Ukraine. They could be in the desert in the middle of between Arizona and Montana, for all we know. And we're being told, because it's on YouTube, and they're told they're in the Ukraine. Well, it must be the Ukraine. And just 50 yards outside of this trench are the other people, and there's landmines. Look out. Watch where you step, or you're going to lose a foot. I mean, it's poppycock. We don't even know what's going on over there. And I said it a couple days ago, and I'll say it again. If Putin thinks that the United States is going to come through Ukraine and provoke a war, if he did not move his troops to the Ukrainian border, we would say he was not doing his job. We're complaining about Box of Rocks, Joe Biden, not going moving troops to the border. Well, we can understand why he can't do it. He's a puppet. And he's brain dead on top of it. But we're complaining because Putin is doing what Biden ought to be doing.
Right.
What has happened to our thought process, John? And I'm no friend of Putin, but what has happened?
I'm not sure what the question is there, John.
The question is that between your guests and yourself, we got to look out for Russia. They're moving. They're ready to attack Ukraine when maybe they're in a defensive mode protecting Russia. I'm not saying that's the case. But if he wasn't doing that, he wouldn't be doing his job. If he's protecting his border, he wouldn't be doing his job. And we're complaining that Biden isn't, but we need to look out for Russia. I'm just offering, it's logic to me. So why?
Russia began a full-scale invasion of Ukraine at 6 o'clock Ukrainian time, which was not quite 10 hours ago.
And can I ask you in all sincerity, I'm not doubting, but how do we know if propaganda is now legal? How do we know what's going on? We're halfway across the earth. How do we know? Because we hear it on the news. It's been lying to us for years.
Here in the Midwest, we're seven time zones away out of 20, 12 dB halfway. But the wise of the world, the press, the international press is on the ground. The videos are coming out of Kiev as we speak. I've been watching them now since 4 a.m., my local time. The invasion did begin at 6 a.m. Ukrainian time this morning. Russian tanks crossing the border, all the entire border with Ukraine. So the invasion is real.
Okay, and I'll say this, and I'm not being mean-spirited any way whatsoever. Because they lie to us. They tell us that it's the border, they're invading Ukraine. Maybe it's the other way around. I'm not saying. I don't know. I'm not there. But if they're liars, if I lied to you, John, could you ever trust anything I said?
Ukraine.
If your wife had lied to you, would you trust your wife?
That's not the point.
If the news Ukraine lies can't, to you, why do you trust
Ukraine
the news?
Ukraine can't attack Russia. That's a fantasy. Their entire air force consists of just a few planes, and they're finished. They have no navy. They have a lot of men that can hold rifles, but up against Mother Russia, that's a pittance. So it'd be a fantasy to think that Ukraine could attack Russia.
Go ahead, Kurt.
Well, I was just going to say, what about Russia trying to protect its own people that are actually in? And I agree. I mean, listen, I'm nothing against the other gentleman, you know, who said that there's lots of Nazis in Ukraine. That well may be the case, but there certainly are some Russian folks too that are in those regions. And my understanding of the situation was that the NATO-supported U.S. Let's take NATO out of the equation. Let's just call it what it is. The U.S.-supported Ukrainian government has been continuously shelling and screwing with those areas there. And it looks like the Russians have been trying to negotiate that and try to hold them to this Minsk agreement. And what's happened is they just, it falls on deaf ears. I mean, I saw a recording of a parliamentary meeting in Russia, where, you know, he got up and said, look, we've been trying to work this thing out for months, and they won't listen to us. They won't hear us. They won't do it. They won't support it. The other European countries that were supposed to support this Minsk agreement have no power. They can't do anything without the U.S. approval and support. And it's now to the point where we're tired of watching our people be screwed with, which is the continuing narrative. I mean, my God, we don't have to reach far to see that this is what's happening all over the world at this point.
All right, we got a break. John, thank you for your call. We'll be back in a moment.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
For over 20 years now, Extendabite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Kirk, this hour has flown by, and we're into history being made as we speak.
That's for sure.
And I know I'll be paying careful attention to this as this war progresses. I don't anticipate this war lasting all that long. That's my belief. The exception would be if the Ukrainian men really decide to stand against the Russian invasion, I think they could be successful. The Russians going up against these men in Ukraine, defending their homes, defending their families, will be made the bad guys on the planet. That's what will happen. They will be made them make themselves to the bad guys on the planet. So we'll see what happens. And we need to keep emphasizing that there's a lot at risk here, including threats to the United States, which means people need to take responsibility for their own family's protection, don't they, sir?
Oh, I mean, anything can happen at this point. I mean, they could take this narrative and just continue to explode it, you know, all across the economy, all across every which way. What about this this USA Truckers convoy that's supposed to be headed in early March, you know, toward Washington? What have you heard anything?
There's two convoys, and they're on the road right now. The southern convoy will be coming through my area on Monday the 28th and spend the night and get on the way to Washington Tuesday the 1st of March. I'll be visiting with them and interviewing men and women that are participating, and I'll report back Wednesday morning what I find out by interviewing these men and women participating in the convoy. I made a donation yesterday. The Cuba Bakery restaurant there in Cuba, Missouri, which is at the northeast corner of Interstate 44 and Highway 19, right across from the visitor center. Very nice restaurant and bakery. I made my donation there yesterday, and if you're handy to this area and want to make a donation for the truckers, the Cuba Bakery will be preparing sandwiches and snacks for the truckers to be delivered the 28th and the 1st of March. So, if you can't do that, get a flag. Get an American flag, maybe a Gaston flag, maybe both, and find an overpass where the truckers will go by, and they'll be going by here. Schedules are posted on the internet for the two convoys, Interstate 70 and Interstate 44. Stand on overpass and wave a flag and smile and let these people know you support them. That's very important. These are the largest truck convoys probably in the history of the planet taking place.
Well, I tell you, it's going to be something. They really have the ability, because of the size of it, to really disrupt the traffic patterns, you know, in that whole area, even without getting anywhere even near, you know, D.C. I mean, they could just be in the interstate, you know, convergences, you know, outside there and really do some serious issues. It's going to be interesting to see what happens. And you're right. I mean, people need to get prepared. They need to stay prepared. And they need to have more than they think on hand so that they'll have the ability to share.
Absolutely.
With their neighbors.
Thank you, Kirk. We'll have you back next Thursday. We appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, John.
Okay. Top of the hour break. We're back with Dr. Lynn Horowitz. Stay tuned.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.